All right, come on around back, Arizona homeowners. It is Rosie on the house. We're going to move out into the landscape and garden and see who we can find. Jay's taking the week off, so let's see who we got. It looks like, is that Keith? I think that Keith from Treelands out in the nursery today. Good morning, sir.
Morning, Romy. How are you today? It's great to be with you.
Always a pleasure. You are a multi-generational Arizonan and gardener as well.
Yes, sir. Third generation, been in the nursery business now for the company's been around for 50 years now in the Mesa Gilbert area. Third generation.
You've been doing it all your life. You just haven't been paid your whole life.
That's true. Yeah, yeah.
I can tell you're trying to calculate how long you can say you've been a professional, and that's at the point you got paid, which you're in a family business, so probably around the age of 25.
Exactly right. Yeah, yeah, that sounds about right. Just once I had kids, you know, that money started rolling in. So. But I love doing it. You know, a lot of kids growing up have, you know, pools in their backyard. We had 1 gallon plants in the backyard, and you know, as a kid, going around there pulling weeds and, you know, whatever we had to do to get the plants ready to sell. So.
And you're here to take questions about anything outdoors, landscape, gardening, tree related. It's 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you to join the conversation. Stephanie's waiting for you on the call screener station. Mike's on the board. And we've got text available at 411-923. If you're out and about and don't have time to call in, you can text questions to 411-923. If you need help plant or insect identification, you can snap a picture and email it to info@rosieonthehouse.com, info@rosieonthehouse.com. That's how you communicate with the broadcast as we make our way through just a beautiful fall season. I know it's heated up a little bit more south of in the lower elevations, but I don't complain. If it doesn't break 100,
yeah, if it's under 100,
I don't have a lot to complain
about. I'm right
about.
There with you. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, those cool mornings and cool nights definitely make it enjoyable to get outside and do that yard work that maybe you've been putting off all summer long. So, yeah, it's a great time of year really to do everything in your yard, whether you're overseeding with winter ryegrass or getting out there and planting your flower garden. So many choices as far as flowers go this time of year, which is great. Bring a lot of color to the yard. Or planting veggies. Great time to plant trees also. You know, get those trees ready for next summer before it gets brutally hot again.
Let's start at the top of that list, overseeding.
Yes, sir. As far as overseeding goes...
is there a magic temperature you're waiting for?
Well, under 100 really is key. Even over 100, it's okay to put it down, but... You know, keep that grass nice and watered. As long as that seed's not drying out, it's okay. But yeah, under sub 100 is really okay. And the warmer it is, the faster it grows. So no, it's a lot of things you'll want to
do. You cover ahead. Seed cover, uncover.
I was just gonna say that. The seed cover is a big misnomer about the seed cover as to what it's for, what it does. With it being so hot right now, not really necessary. It's meant to hold heat overnight when it's cooler, and we mean, you know, in the 50s or low 60s. You know, as temperatures are that cold, the seed needs that warmth to grow. So, you know, if you wait until early, mid-November, as those temperatures start to cool way down, then the seed cover is definitely necessary. But right now, not as much. The seed's going to grow with a little bit of water and the heat we have. So,
and you had mentioned the water. You can't let that seed dry out.
Exactly. Once that water hits that seed, it wants to grow. It's germinating. And, you know, if it dries out at any point, it won't grow.
What do you overseed?
I have a synthetic lawn. I used to.
And there's nothing wrong with that. That's a water saving, time saving.
Yeah,
and
definitely.
You don't have to worry about, look at Key's house. He hasn't overseeded. The nursery guy, I can't even get it done.
It's funny. You know, I get so many customers every day asking about their lawns. And, you know, I've had a lawn, so I could, you know, definitely tell you what to do. But, now that I've got three small kids at home, having a synthetic lawn is definitely a time saver. Can't complain.
How would you set your sprinklers? What time do they come on? How long?
As far
to make sure we don't get that dry out.
Great question. As far as, you know, when it's 90, 95 degrees, the watering, you're going to typically water 4 or 5, sometimes 6 times a day for a few minutes at a time. You know, whether you'll want to start at 5, 6 in the morning and have it in 5, 6, or 7 at night. And just kind of, you know, in constant intervals from that time. But 2 or 3 minutes at a time, you want to avoid any puddling where that seed can spread. Just want to keep it damp, really. And you know, once that seed starts to grow after a week or two, and you start mowing a few weeks later, you'll definitely want to back off the water. You know, save that water, and you know, the grass isn't using nearly as much now that it's up and growing.
And when you say a few minutes, 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes?
It depends on the system, but yeah, I would typically say 2 to 4 minutes, you know, is a safe bet. Just, you know, the first time or two you want to get out there definitely and watch it. And like I said, avoid that puddling, because you know, if you get any of that, it's not good for the seed.
It'll
spread it unevenly, so it'll come up inconsistent. And, you know, if it's sitting in too much water, that seed will just rot. So
too much, it rots. Not enough, it dies.
Exactly right. Exactly right. So that nice, happy medium you got to find.
And you had mentioned once it starts, it needs a lot less water. If you were looking to save water, a winter lawn is a much more water-efficient lawn than a summer one.
Most definitely. Yes and no. I mean, the Bermuda grass here, you know, a lot of people tend to think, okay, it's 110 degrees out, my grass needs water. Well, Bermuda grass, it's a desert grass. It really, you know, doesn't need as much as maybe a lot of people think it does. It really, twice a week watering for, you know, 10 to 20 minutes, depending on the system, is usually plenty. So it's not a lot more than the winter grass. But the winter grass, yeah, you can back it off to every 5 to 7 days and be fine. So yeah, a little bit more water saving, but yeah.
A more enjoyable time to be outside.
No question about it.
Doesn't itch like Bermuda will.
No, yeah, exactly. And all the allergens and all the problems people have. Yeah, much better time of year. You know, you've got 4 or 5 months there that you can get out and play with the kids in the yard.
A great. Prettier green, I think.
Yes.
I think the green, the yeah, richness of the green
is
a
beautiful.
Lot more.
Yeah.
Or you could go synthetic like Keith did.
Well, fortunately, I bought a home that had it already, so
okay,
that's the excuse I use.
There you go.
But no, it's great. You know, I can't complain. It's not near the work, but you know, I'm out with plants all day in the nursery, and it's nice to come home and not have to worry about doing much yard work anyway. So,
well, in addition to your winter lawn, it's the best time to garden, in my opinion, because you can pick a salad fresh every night.
No question.
And you never have to worry about a leftover. A couple times you'll get used to how much the family eats, and you only pick enough just to eat. And every single night, you've got a fresh salad with your meal.
Exactly right. And that's the beauty of living in Phoenix is we have mild winters. So, you know, we can kind of get a jump start and plant our gardens in that September time frame and be able to enjoy that garden really all winter long into next spring.
Is it too late to start from seed? Should I be looking at plant starters from the nursery at this point?
At this point, for the most part, yes. I mean, really early, you know, late August, early September, as far as seed starters go, is ideal. You know, we've been warm enough through October where you might be able to get away with it still. But ideally, yes, transplants would be the best way to go for sure.
In buying the transplants, you want to find something local. Something that was propagated locally.
Yes.
Not something that was started in a different climate, in a different state, trucked in.
Exactly.
Put
right.
on a shelf.
Exactly right.
At a cheaper, quote, price.
Yeah.
For something that's not going to produce.
Exactly
as
right.
As well as something local.
Yeah, you want varieties that are going to do well here in our climate. You know, Phoenix is unique, and it's not like elsewhere. You know, all of our veggies come out of Chino Valley, so they are locally grown.
Who does that for you out of Chino?
We deal with Bonnie Plants, big veggie grower out of the southeast there.
And I didn't know they had a propagation site in Chino.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Not been there, but hopefully make a visit there soon.
And they can hear you in Prescott on 99.9 or 99.1 FM. And then out of Sedona, you can often catch us on AM at 780 KAZM or Flagstaff 9:30 a.m. So Chino's one of the areas in the state where if you go to the FM dial three times in a row, it's Rosie on the House on 790, 9:30, and 11:30.
Wow. Nice little vortex right there. A lot of Rosie, get your fix.
That's right. A couple rapid-fire text questions for you if you're ready that have
yes,
come
sir.
In. All right. We were talking about grass and growing it.
Yes.
How about grass and killing it, and particularly when it's in your tree well?
That's a great question. There are a few different products out there available that will kill the grass that won't hurt your tree. Bonide The brand that we carry makes a product called Grass Beater. It is a specific Bermuda grass killer. It will, you know, just a basic spray on the grass itself will absorb into the root and kill it and not leave anything in the soil where that tree is going to pull it up and damage the tree either. So, yeah, Bonide Grass Beater is a great option for that. You can not only use it around trees, you can use it around shrubs. It's even labeled to use around some flower gardens and other plants in your yard.
Now, you had mentioned Bonide specifically. Did y'all have a testing phase with different types of products and decided on Bonide?
That's a great question. Not so much. Bonide is not. They provide a lot of the garden, you know, the solutions that you'll need for your yard. The great thing about Bonide is they do a great job at marketing their products and labeling their products, and you know, it's very consumer friendly. That was the main reason we decided to go with them. They're a family run business, just like we are. Been doing it for I think 90 years now.
But they have a lot of great options for the consumer. You want something synthetic, instant working? They
right.
have that. You want something organic and safe to use?
Yeah,
they have that.
Exactly right. They're Garden Natural line. But definitely, they cover the whole spectrum. It's a great company to work with, and they do a great job at keeping their products out there for consumers to see.
All right, citrus trunk bark damage from a tractor bump. Just paint the bare spot or dress? How would you... Or leave it alone.
The
Let
best
the
thing
tree
you could,
work itself.
That's a good question. The best thing you can do on any damaged bark is to get rid of any loose bark, so that's not going to peel back at all from anything. And then I would clean the area with a little bit of bleach and water, let that dry, and then just put a pruning sealer over it. It kind of puts immediate scab right over it. And then once that sealer dries, you can just go ahead and paint it.